recording. Thank you very much. So as pretty clear, the purpose of today is to answer your question about the fellowship group voting process, not the issue of the vote, just the process. And in case you are not familiar with that, how to conduct an effective group conscience in order to determine how your particular registered entity desires to vote. And when I say registered entity, I mean a group, an intergroup, or a region. On staff today, Sue V is helping me chair the meeting. The tech host is Brad. The point of safety is Aaron. The point of order is William. The point of information is Mary Jo. And the timekeeper will be Marty. So for participants, so we know who you are, please add to your Zoom chat name the following information. And for those of you who don't know, it usually there's a menu at the bottom of your screen with several icons, and one of them usually to the left of the middle portion of the bar is one calling itself participants. If you click on that, you get a list of participants. You should show up in that list, and you can click more and change your name. And the information that we'd like in there, just so we know who the heck you are, is your WSO registration group number to start with. And if you don't know that, just give the name of the group and whether or not you are a delegate. Particularly if you are a delegate, just say delegate. And then your first name, and then after that, followed with your country and state and province, or any of those that you desire to put in. So, Sue, ma'am, would you lead us in a celebration of engagement?
Thank you. And for our timekeeper, it's 10 minutes. For the section and any questions and comments that folks have. I just want to say thank you. It has been inspiring to see the level of engagement and participation that we have been seeing on the in the town halls and in the actual voting from all of our groups. So Brad, if you could screen share the PowerPoint, everything that you see here, the agenda and the PowerPoint will be posted on the website in the Fellowship Group Vote page. So first off, we were inspired in October. We just were there for a month with the voting, and already we had 105 groups. And when I say groups, registered groups. And November, we doubled that. And in December to 233. In December, we went to 334. And before the meeting, I would say we were at 690. I just heard from our IT manager, we're at 711. And those numbers might seem small when you think of the total registered groups, 2,596. But I have to tell you that this is the largest level of participation that we have seen in the past few decades. It's wonderful that all of our meeting groups, registered meeting groups, are having these discussions and are in process of submitting votes. And we have another 14 days to go. We expect that may even get doubled, who knows? Or maybe we'll just meet 1,000. Let's go to the next slide. And when we look at the breakdown, we had 99 meeting groups in October and 6 intergroups. In November, we had 224 meeting groups and 8 intergroups. You can see we're doubling almost, and 1 region. December, at the town hall, we had 321 meeting groups and 11 intergroups and 2 regions. And as of January 15th, we have 667 meeting groups, 21 intergroups, and 2 regions. And that is more, because we're hearing now the total is not 690, it is 711, but we don't have a breakdown right now.
711.
Yeah, 711, yeah. So the next level is worldwide. If you could just screen, yeah, thank you. We are a worldwide fellowship. So it's important how many countries are actually participating in these votes. October, we were inspired. 14 countries off the bat started. In November, we almost doubled, 23 countries. December, we rose to 28 countries. And in January, we're now at 38 countries, and we still have 14 days to go. And we have 70 countries registered with World Services. So we're really doing well. And as I said, compared to other participations in voting, we are I think the top countries were 21. So we're even surpassing them. The next. The name study, what started, this has been going on for a few years now. So the fellowship group voting process started in 2024. We had to get the process underway before the vote started. But prior to that, for a couple of years, we had a name study that the ABC, the delegates, asked to start. And for a couple of years, they were doing a lot of surveys, getting a lot of people coming in to volunteers to come in and help them. 11,000 individual members provided their feedback on this name study or this name change potentially. And responses were from 67 countries. So we were just really inspired, regardless of what your opinion is, and regardless of how anyone is going to eventually vote. It is wonderful to see all of us around the world in discussion and engaged with how we want our fellowship to move forward. Next slide. 14 days left for groups to vote. We're on countdown now. And we expect, we just had in just a couple of days, we had an increase of 22 groups. So we've got 14 days left for all of our groups to vote. Please continue to encourage every group to participate. It's important that all voices are heard and all groups have an opportunity to place their vote. And we'll be going through the procedure on how to do that in a moment. Just so that you know, the current fellowship structure is 2596, so 2,596 registered groups in 70 countries. So that gives us an idea of how large we are. And we have 2,450 registered meeting groups. People sometimes get confused, recovery groups. A registered meeting group could have seven meetings, and six of those are recovery meetings, but they're only one registered group. So the seven groups are under one registered group number, and that was their choice. And so we have recovery meetings associated with the registered groups, and then we have registered groups. And hopefully that's creating some more clarity because we've been getting questions about that. 104 intergroups last we heard, but that number keeps changing too. And three regions, and two out of our three regions have voted right now. So if we can stop screen sharing, and in the remaining time, can I ask, are there any comments, any questions on the level of participation? We do not know. The Fellowship Group Vote Team does not know what the results are. We are deliberately staying away from that. All we do know is the level of participation, because we've been doing a lot of communication in emails, the Traveler, the town halls. So we wanted to gauge how well that was going. And that's why we're doing it. Any comments or questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Thank you. And I'll ask our timer to put the individual timer on. And we have 1 minute. And if you need a few more seconds, we don't want to cut you off. You can finish your thought. So individual timer start. And Scott, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I'm just double checking. I'm the new intergroup rep for my meeting, so I'm very new to this specific thing we're doing here, and I just want to double check. Our group has not submitted our vote. We had our group conscious around it, so I know what our vote is. I became the rep on January 4th, and the last time the link went out was January 2nd. But I understand it's going to be sent out one more time on January 20th. And if I'm here because I got an email with a link to this, it's safe to assume I will also receive that email for the January 20th opportunity
So
to.
that's a technical question. It's a great one. Brad, can you answer it for Scott?
Sure. Hi, Scott. I'm Brad. I'm the IT manager for WSO. I heard you say that you're the intergroup rep. So that's not necessarily the same as the group contacts. We emailed out all the group contacts and the delegates. So your group contacts will receive on January 20th, but I can also send out at any time if you need an extra sending to the group contacts. If you need to change your group contacts, we're going to go over that a little bit later in the meeting. Plus, I'm also going to put my information in my email and my Slack information in the chat. And if we need to do anything with your meeting to get change group contacts, we're going to be helping that happen, okay?
And what we can do for you, Scott, is Brad's going to put his email in to the Zoom chat for you. But Brad, it probably is safe to say if Scott did receive the January 2nd email with the contact, or you
I didn't
didn't.
get the January 2nd.
Ah, so now we need to double check. So,
But I got the email for this meeting that we're
Yeah,
in right
that
now.
may also be because you're a delegate. If you want to actually stay after a little later, Scott, I can check you individually.
Okay, and so in line with that, I just wrote delicate because I know that that's what I am to my group, but I don't know if I'm that to y'all.
Okay.
I promise you,
Right.
we're gonna take care of you.
Okay.
I can't just do it right now, but if you
Okay.
stay after with me, we're gonna get 100% of the answers
Awesome.
you
Yeah.
want. Is that cool? Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And let's try and keep to one question at a time. And then you can always come back and ask a second question just so everyone gets a chance. But it's all good. Emeka.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked plenty, but on that one, I mean, it might be beneficial for the others if it fits in there. I understand taking care of it later, but didn't this just the first time and isn't it still in the OPPM and weren't groups still an intergroup? Was sometimes if the groups wanted them to, weren't they casting votes for the groups? Like sometimes groups didn't have a delegate and the intergroup rep, weren't they doing it that way? So is that part of that equation in this transition? Just throwing that out there, but if not, okay.
Yeah, just to give clarity, each group is autonomous and their intergroup is autonomous. They will decide how they're going to do it. So the groups decide, the meeting groups decide who is going to submit their vote. And same thing with the intergroups. There are some intergroups, especially when language can be challenging, they may submit the individual group votes under their intergroup. That is a group conscience decision. Under tradition four, all groups are autonomous. I hope that's clear. Okay,
So
and
could I add one more quick thing? And
absolutely.
just to clarify, Amika, the unique links go out to the group contacts, not the delegates. So I just want to make sure that was clear with everybody.
Oh, good clarification. Yeah, delegates are informed so they can help support the groups, but they are not given the unique voting codes. And we'll take one more question, and then we're going to move on to the next section, which is going to answer a lot of your questions on how to actually submit the votes.
Bill.
Bill.
Yes, thank you. So if my group contact already received a link, she will receive a link again on January 20th?
Correct.
Thank you.
And just a note that if your groups have voted, even the ones that voted, like say in October and November, and they've changed their mind and they want to have a new vote, they can go in and vote again. So their vote will get updated with the latest.
Thank
And
you.
that will happen until January 31st. So thank you for the question. Let's move on then, because we're out of time with this section. And the next section up, if we can look at it, Brad. We're going to screen share the fellowship group voting packet on the website and other information. Coz and Brad will lead this. And for the timekeeper, it's 10 minutes on the clock. And then we're going to do a question and answer after that. Take it away, Coz.
Sure. As you can see, this is what the sample voting packet that was sent out and is also available on the website under the fellowship group voting pages. This is what it looks like. It shows the point of what's going on. And there's not much to it, lots of empty space. So we'll roll down to the major thing is this is what the voting page looks like. You'll see the motion itself, the wording of the motion. And then there's important information to just say, okay, what is this going to, how is this going to affect the name and acronym? And the major thing in this background is what is the level of vote needed to indicate an approval of the motion? And it's 2/3, 66.7. And whatever the outcome will be reported at the ABC in May, and then will be discussed by the conference at that time. The next thing there is very, very simple. This is how you vote. Yes, you're in favor. No, you're not in favor. Or abstain, you're not going to vote. Whichever way you vote, we would very much like to see you put into the next box. Why? Why did you vote for? Why did you vote against? Why did you abstain? And I can get into that in a little bit, but go ahead and roll down a bit. In your group conscience, in reaching that, if you did not have a unanimous agreement, and there was, in fact, a minority opinion, this is where you would put that in if you so desire. Now, we would love to see it. Just as if this were a regular meeting, we want to know what the minority opinion is. However, of course, if they don't want to put it in, they don't have to. You as a group don't have to put it in, but if that was requested, we would appreciate if you would honor that request. But if there are several minority opinions, it's up to you how you want to deal with those, but whatever, we would love to see what you want to put in either box, why you voted the way you voted, and why a minority would have voted differently. Is there anything else on this page or the next? I don't think so. Not much. Okay. So some of the questions were, well, if we have confusion about this, about the need for this name change, or we're not sure what the outcome will be, you need to deal with that uncertainty in the way you desire. Some people will say, I don't know what this means, and so I'm not going to vote either way. Okay. Some people will say, you know what? I can't vote in favor of this. I'm going to vote against it because I'm uncertain. Okay. That's a valid vote. And some people might say, yeah, I'm in favor of it, but I have some questions. Super. Vote in favor and put the questions down. All votes are valid. All you have to do is if you have some need to explain your vote, please do so. Especially if you're having uncertainty, or if you have a serious question that makes you uncertain how you should be voting. Whatever the group decides, put it in and explain what the problem or issue might be. And I think that's about it. This document, though, is available on the website. And I believe what's coming up very shortly is a quick look at the website itself.
Great. I can take them through the website cause.
Thank you, sir.
And let me just get that website up.
And while he's doing that, you might start thinking about questions you might want to ask on anything I've said or anything you're about to see.
Yeah, I wanted to start with a question that came up this morning. The 66.7 approval of voting groups, 66.7, this is the fellowship's standard for passage. Now, each group is autonomous. So if it's a meeting, intergroup, or region,
Yes,
each
yes.
one needs to decide, are they going to use a simple majority, 50% plus one, if they're going to use 66.7. Neither is wrong, but each group gets to decide. We can't decide this for you, and we really suggest that you decide it up front before you know if you have the two-thirds or the half. Get the agreement. We're going to talk more about the group conscience a little bit later. I'm going to hit the voting page. It's really easy, adultchildren.org, the website that we all know and love. You go to events, fellowship group voting, and then fellowship group voting. It basic information, voting on the name change. It ends January 31st. Every registered group that was registered by December 31st, 2025 is eligible to.
A real quick insert. January 31st, wherever you are in the world, it doesn't matter. When January 31st is over, that's the end of voting for you.
That's right. So, what are you being asked to do? Hold a group conscience and gonna do the vote. Okay, we already talked about the unique voting link is sent to the group contacts. Okay, and we already talked about what is on the voting page. But what we haven't talked about is what if my group contact is not there? What if I need to change my group contacts? All right, there's a whole thing here that tells you how to do it, but I'm going to show you what walk through. If you need to upgrade the group contracts, you just in the meeting search that we all use to find meetings, I'm just going to take the first meeting that shows up. If you go here and you go to update this meeting, now, if I click I'm not a robot and I click submit, this is going to send an update link to every existing group contact, and they can change the contacts on there. But what about this? What if your group contacts, none of the three, attend the meeting anymore? You are not alone. This happens. All you need to do is send an email to meetings at acawso.org. We have a dedicated team that's available to do that. Hey, Mary Jo, would you put that email in the chat? So forth. So if we go back to the page, it also has some other things on here. What is the financial impact of it? What if, okay, we already talked about that. Oh, and then the final email with the voting links is going out January 20th. However, I can send you a copy of it at any time. And I already put my stuff in the chat. You can email me at IT manager, or you can Slack me at Brad L, and I can do a special for your group, a special send for you or your group. The other thing is we use a service called MailChimp to send out these bulk mailings. If you have unsubscribed on there, I will tell you you've unsubscribed. We all know how unsubscribe works. You click the link at the bottom. If you've done that, that means we can't send you emails anymore. What I'll do is I'll just ask you to send me an email and that says I want to resubscribe, and we'll get you set back up. Kaz, back to you.
Yeah, okay. I see one hand raised, and so I'll just also remind folks we have a little bit of time for questions. So looks like Web 1372.
Hi,
Okay.
Mick.
All right. Andrea.
Thank you very much. My question is, I thought I heard contradicting information. I didn't register for the vote. I'm the contact person, and I thought the deadline I just heard was December 31st. Then
Yeah,
I hear I can reach out to on the email to register.
I can clarify that for you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Contacts do not need to register to vote. What you are every single meeting that is registered on the adult children web or .org website, as well as intergroup and region, is already registered to vote. If you need me to resend you the voting links, we are happy to do that. If your group changes contacts, we're ha happy to assist you with that.
Thank you very much. I'm all set. I'm receiving your emails and we're ready to do our vote on Monday. Thank you.
Super. Yeah,
Thank you.
you got a web
Appreciate it.
number there, so you're definitely registered. I see a name, Kelly at TEL0341.
Hi, thank you for the town hall. On the actual ballot, that's what I'm going to call it, for lack of a better word. We know that the voting closes January 31st, but I think I heard you say there would be an announcement of which way it went at the ABC, which is 3 months after it closes. Did I hear that right before I go on?
No, that's not
Okay.
correct.
So when will we hear the when?
Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, it'll be within 2 weeks of the close of voting. We will have it announced on the website.
Okay, well then I do not need to ask my next question then. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're gonna put it on the same page that we always do. It's gonna be right on the fellowship group vote.
Okay, John, you have your hand up. You have a question?
My question is, and it may not be appropriate now, the motion, could open a can of worms around the name change in the future too. Is that for another time to discuss, not having this name change stuff go on and on and on to other in the future? Let's change it to this, let's change it to that.
And that is definitely another issue. And all
Okay.
I can say is I would find it very difficult for people to agree to entering into this process rapidly after the process that we've already been through that has taken several years, far longer than I've been involved in it. But that is a practical question that I think I'll ask for Sue's input at this point.
Yeah, if you can hold that question for the next section, I'm going to be talking about next steps and what's going to be happening, and I can answer it then. And is that it? And so we'll move on to the next question, and then I'll be able to answer all of that. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you very much. Bill.
Yes, I just looked at my group's contact information. The only way for this person to get a link, is it to their email?
Yes, it is.
It's email only, right? There will be no other way.
Got
Right.
I will
It's
talk
email
to Brad about it.
only. Yeah, it's e email only, but y if you need other contacts or you need to change contacts, that can be done through the self-service process that I showed here, and then we have a de dedicated group that works all the time and will approve those changes. Or if you need help, you can just e email them for help. That's what they do, is help people get the contacts.
Okay, thank you.
I will copy and repeat what something that Bill said at the prior meeting today. We're not going to let technical issues get in the way. So if your contacts, for some reason, no longer have an email that they can get email through, then we'll figure out some way to deal with that and make sure you can vote. But do stay in touch because time flies. I don't see any other hands now, so maybe it's time to move on to the next
Well, just give it a second. Just think if there's any other questions. If you don't want to say it out loud, you can chat the point of information, William. No, William's point of order. Chat Mary Jo, the point of information. My apologies. And just put your question or comment to Mary Jo, and she can read it for the group. Okay. I see a hand, and
Yes,
over to you,
David's
Todd.
hand. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. Can you tell me what the email that we will receive? What's the name that it will be coming from?
Sure.
Oh, yep.
It is a no dash reply at adultchildren.org.
Thank you.
Super. Great question. Yeah, definitely check your junk mail.
Yeah, if I could add on to that, not just your junk mail, but Gmail has a promotions folder, and Yahoo and others have promotions folder. A lot of them also have all mail. So when I'm on using my Google, I always check my all mail and my spam.
Good points. And David's hand is still raised. Anybody else who has a question at this time? Superb. Then what I
And
have next is let's see.
well, we'll bring up the agenda. And Mary Jo, I'm
Okay.
assuming you haven't received any chats at all. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've not.
Okay, no worries. There's still plenty of time. If a question comes up, please let us know. Okay, on the next section is voting closes. That's me. Voting closes January 31st, as we've talked. In your time zone, we've had that question too. So it's your time zone for January 31st, as long as it's that day. And then next steps, which I'm going to talk about. So if we can just stop screen sharing. The first thing is we are going to continue to encourage every group to vote. And please help us with that. We're doing a lot of communication. There'll be an email again sent to delegates and the contacts for the registered groups on January 20th, reminding them that we are coming to the close on January 31st. And today there's 14 days left. The next thing on January 31st, when it does close, and I remind everyone, we know nothing about what the results are other than participation. And so once the results are done, are concluded, our data analysis committee, who specializes in combining all of this, will be working with the fellowship group vote team. To ensure that the counting is all done correctly and that it's when we do the results, it's not just quantitative, it will be qualitative. So we'll be working hard on that, and that's why it'll take 2 weeks to get all of that data together. In which case, we will post, we will send emails to all the delegates, to all the registered contacts, what the results are. And what the where to go for on the website for further information. So stay tuned on that. At the same time, after January 31st closes, while we're working behind the scenes on everything, we will also be sending you a survey that we've put together with the data analysis committee on the process of fellowship group voting. What worked well with your groups? What could be better for future fellowship group votes? So we want to hear about the process. Did we do enough communicating? Did we do enough town halls? Was the information that was provided clear enough? Could we do it better? So take your time. We will, allow a couple of weeks at least or even longer if we need to get all of that feedback. And once we get it back, we're going to need time to get that summarized. So once we have that, we will be letting you know what we know. What's been very important in this whole process for the past almost couple of years now is that we wanted to engage every step of the way on process, as well as on the voting, the delegates, and the fellowship. So we're going to continue to do that. After we've got those two pieces done, we will also be looking at providing a special report that will get posted prior to the 2026 ABC on May 16th and 17th. We will be doing that as well, because it will be, and hopefully we were asking for it to be an agenda item on the annual business conference for the delegates to have a further discussion. We want them to see the numbers. We want them to see the comments. We want them to see how the process worked and not or didn't work in some areas. And they're going to be having a discussion about this. One of the things that we've talked about is the fact that we've not done this kind of formal fellowship group voting. And what's the quorum? You know, is there a minimum level of number of groups? Well, we've never dealt with that. We don't have a charter yet, and we don't have a conference service manual yet. So we're going to bring it to the delegates at the 2026 for further discussion. I highly recommend all registered groups to send a delegate, especially to the 2026 May 16th and 17th annual business conference. And if you want to observe, you can even register as an observer so you can observe this most momentous discussion that we're going to have as a fellowship. What's important here is not whether it's a yes or it's a no. What's really important from my point of view, and I believe causes and others, is the engagement, the participation, having a voice, having a vote. That's the most important thing. We've heard concerns about cost. We've given some estimates out there. We're going to look at a gradual transitional, if it's a yes, we're going to look at a gradual transitional plan on what to do. And we're going to bring that forward to the delegates. And if it's a no, then we're going to bring that forward to the delegates at the 2026 ABC. And they will discuss, and that was the question earlier, are we going to talk about it again? You know, what's going to happen and what the delegates will have to decide for the in that period of time. What do they want to do about this? Because this question keeps coming up for the past almost 40 years as to what is our official name. And that's why you see the name has gradually moved in the literature and on the website to adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families for a very long time. And is that really what the fellowship wants? Well, we're going to find out whether that is really what the fellowship wants or not. And so we're going to do it thoughtfully. And remember our slogan, progress, not perfection, gently does it. It's all going to be fine. And as far as the financial end is, we are going to be reasonable and we're going to ensure that the financial situation is manageable. That's part of our fiduciary duty as a trustee. So be assured we'll be providing that information for you. Cause, if I missed anything other than January 31st is a conference business meeting with delegates. I encourage you all to go, if not as delegates, as observers. It's the last day of the voting, so there will be no discussion about the fellowship group voting. It's too soon. And the agenda's been set. Is there anything further that you can say, Cause? Otherwise, I want to just open it up for questions.
I think it's best to open it up for questions if there are any. There will be, I'll just put it this way, there will be a very full and thorough discussion of the results and next steps at the ABC. So almost anything you can think of that is involved in next steps, bring it up at the ABC. Any questions?
And just before that, and the ABC and the delegates may choose to continue to have these discussions at the conference business meetings following that. So it's not a one-time, one-shot deal. They, in turn, will decide how many times they need to have a conversation about it. Yeah, thank you, Cos.
Sure thing.
Kelly, your hand's up from TEL0341.
Yeah, thank you. If I heard you correctly, so my concern is the idea of, does there need to be a quorum of groups voting for a result to be official. So that's going to be a question after the vote? I mean, is that something you're actually asking delegates to vote on after the whole process?
Thank you for your question, Kelly. We have never in this fellowship had a quorum for these kinds of voting other than what's in the ABC. The current number of participation surpasses any previous voting for when we did a change in Tradition 11, for instance, back in 2015. It far surpasses any voting participation. For the ballots that votes are done there for a proposal to the agenda, there's never been a quorum. And again, the number of groups, I think the highest is 280 in 2021. And there's never been a quorum there.
I didn't want to interrupt, but that's not exactly my question. I hear you, but moving forward, the change to concept two is in line to go to fellowship group voting. So never been a quorum, so we're going to go with that.
No, I would say that we're a trusted servant. So we're going to bring it to the delegates at the ABC with all of the information, all of the data well in advance, and not just to the delegates, but to the whole fellowship. So they will see everything. And they will determine good enough or not good enough, or further discussion is needed. And they may want to wait until we sort all of this out before they do a second fellowship group vote. That's not for me to say. That is for our delegates to discuss. So they will be given the best information and as much information as we possibly can give to have a really informed discussion at the 2026 ABC. And thank you for the question. It's good. Cause, did you want to add to that? And we'll see if anybody else has a question or a comment.
No, there's really nothing there. I'll say this much. It is a question that can be asked. The answer is not for us to determine. The question being asked is a valid question. As many votes as you had, is that enough? Not for us to determine. If no one asks the question, well, okay, no one asks the question. But if someone does ask the question, then that's going to be fair for discussion, because it's all about the conference and what the conference wants to discuss and decide.
Thank you, Cause. And John, TEL0528.
So yes. Go ahead. You had your hand up. You have a question?
I have not so much a question, a concern of safety as an adult child of an alcoholic and other dysfunction. By the way, they usually come with other dysfunctions. But I just want to make sure that the adult child of alcoholic stays in the name no matter what. I know that's in the current motion, but no matter what in future, that that does not get changed. That's where this fellowship started, and its roots are in that. And I know some of the suggestions were to wipe that out completely. So that's my future, worried about precedent that this involves. And that it doesn't feel safe for me a little bit at times. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and understood. And please, as we said, comments in the voting will be helpful, and sending delegates. And this is where we are all one. And so we can have discussions. We don't always have to agree with each other. That's where tradition two and the collective group conscience and the wisdom comes from the World Fellowship. So thank you for naming that. Because many people have felt uncomfortable with it in there, without it in there, and all feelings and comments are valid. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's why, for me, it's incredibly important to put in your comments. If your group has a concern about that, and if you have an individual concern about that, come to the meeting. Voice your concern. I am sure you are not alone. In fact, I'll guarantee it. I've already heard it voiced in other town hall meetings. And so it is a very valid concern to mention for consideration, for instance, of whether and when another name change is going to be considered or no longer or closing it off altogether, whatever the outcome is. All of those are on the table. All of those are valid concerns to be addressed.
Wonderful, wonderful cause. And Brad, if you have a moment, could you post the web page for the business conference, the annual business conference and the conference business meeting on January 31st, just so everyone can see it. Those that may not be familiar with it. And there's a lot of really great information there. And you can look at whether your group wants to send you as a delegate to January 31st and also the annual business conference in May. So Brad will post, nope, it's already posted. Brad's that fast. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so any other questions or comments? We have a few more minutes. And if not, we'll move on to the next section. And any chats, Mary Jo will let us know as well. Okay. All righty. So I think everyone is feeling complete. So if we can bring up the agenda again. And the next section is conclusion and thank you. But we're also going to be able to, if you could screen share after that for a moment, I'm going to say conclusion and thank you in a minute. And we're going to give you some more information. But I want to point out that if you need to talk with Brad L. in a breakout room, that's been arranged previously. He's mentioned he can stay behind and it can be after the meeting or in a breakout room. Just chat Brad L. And he will help you with that. We are also, for those of you that would like to listen to the group conscience video, we did that to help with this voting, but also it's generally really helpful. And we'll talk about that in a few moments, but it's on our webpage. You might already have listened to it. It's also on YouTube. And funny story is we knew that they could give us translated captions. That's why we wanted to do some kind of an avatar because YouTube doesn't accept audio. So we had that on there and we had translated captions for all of our groups around the world, inclusiveness. Well, this morning, guess what? We found out that they do verbal translations. And at one point we had Italian, Erin would appreciate this because she's one of the actors in Mary Jo. We had them speaking, they had, YouTube had them speaking Italian with Italian captions. So they've enhanced it through AI, no doubt. So if we go back, so we'll talk about that for those that would like to stay on. And if you don't, that's fine. We'll finish the meeting at that moment. Let's go back to the closing where I have a thank you. I just want to say again, and then Cos will follow me. Just want to say really thank you. I know in my home groups and in my inner groups, how much time this takes to coordinate, to set up, to have the discussions. And have the voting, and it's a lot of work. And so thank you from us and the World Fellowship thanks you because we can't do this alone, and nor should we. We are a World Fellowship with everybody having a voice and hopefully a vote in all important matters here. So deeply appreciate your service. Thank you. And for coming into the town hall on either a Saturday night or a Sunday morning, depending upon where you are in the world. So thank you. And I want to thank a special thank you to the Fellowship Group Vote team and the Fellowship Group video team. We've had many people behind the scenes doing an awful lot of work. So let's raise our hands and thank all of them that are here And on the recording, if they're listening, know that they are appreciated because many of them are not here today on this session.
And the data analysis team.
The data analysis. Oh, reminding me, Brian, can you unmute and say hello to the team? Brian from Thailand is our data analysis committee chair. And it'll be his team that will do the heavy lifting and support for us as we get the results summarized. Brian?
Hi, Sue, and thanks, everybody. Good morning from Thailand.
Good morning. Yeah, you're my Sunday morning. Thank you. And thank you for that cause. David, you've got a question or a comment?
Yeah, a question occurred to me. I know you're closing now, and I don't know if it's too late to ask a question that just occurred to me now, but didn't occur earlier.
Ask now, we're a few minutes ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I'm in a meeting that meets once a week, and we'll have two more meetings before January 31st. And what I'm wondering is this voting process, should I think of it as a one-time thing that happens, or is it something that can so I just don't know whether it could have, like, we could have it starting in 1 week and then it can continue the second week, or we could have a revote, or if other people are going to be present, or could it be a two-time process, or just is it just a once and done thing?
That's your choice. Whatever your group wants to do is the right way to do a group conscience. It might be that you just don't reach an agreement after one meeting. It might take you more than one, or you might not have everybody there and you want to poll all of them over a series of meetings. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. I would add from a World Fellowship perspective, mm-hmm. That this will go into the 2026 annual business conference. And they will determine next steps. If your question also included, I'm not sure, could this fellowship group vote happen again on a different topic? Yes, the annual business conference will decide. And they are looking at concept two, I think it is.
You're answering a different question right now.
Okay, yeah. So wasn't that?
No.
You were just with the groups.
With my group, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And thank you for stopping me.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Amica.
Thank you all for your time. I know everybody's ready to roll. And just some clarity. I was trying to madly search through my documents, but just for some clarity, and I'd love anybody to talk to me after, but I'm aware it may have been in a section. There's definitely some text out there. It may have been where something that's talking about the group representative to the intergroup. And I know I found this stuff, went through the OPPM, and there's an intergroup rep may only represent one group, whether it's their group that is like their group where they're in the intergroup with or their intergroup. But my point is, I'm sure that there, because I saw some heads nodding. So I'm sure, because there's stuff where there were groups, even though they might be encouraged to have a delegate, that they didn't necessarily want to get involved at the WSO, but they may have been in an intergroup and that they were conferring with their intergroup and saying, you not casting different votes for different groups, but our group is, you know, with our group conscience is this way, and giving that to the intergroup rep, then the intergroup rep's using that to take it in. I'm sure that was happening. So it may, you know, they may not have made that transition yet, some of them, regardless of the emails. Thank you.
Well, I'll take a stab at it, although it sounded like there might have been several issues rolled up into the one question. The one issue that I could tell is if groups that belong to an intergroup instruct the intergroup that we want you to vote this certain way, the normal approach for representation is that, yes, you do your best to do that, but you are free to not do that. You as a representative voting in that larger arena are free to have a different conclusion from the instructions you receive. So the way I would expect this to be is if an intergroup, let's say, has 20 groups and two of them say, look, we're not going to vote, but we're telling you how we want you to vote. That's fine. That's two groups out of 20. The other 20 may, whatever decision they reach, the intergroup is free to figure out, okay, out of that whole mix, what is our vote? That's up for them to figure out. Now, there may have been other issues in there, but I wasn't certain.
Thank you, Kaz. And one at a time, one issue at a time, one question at a time. But Mary Jo, your hand is raised. Are you wanting to add something, or have you got a new question?
No, I just wanted to add that, you know, that really it, even though groups belong to intergroups, this is all about individual groups having their own vote. And if they belong to an intergroup, they can participate in the intergroup's one vote, but they don't have to. But yeah, it's so totally separate. Yeah, and I think you've got that. But I just wanted to reiterate that they're separate. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Jo. And Brad.
Yeah, intergroups are autonomous, and they may do it differently. Some intergroups, with you, the 20 group example, may have all 20 groups email in their vote, and then they use that as a group conscience. Other intergroups may hold one meeting, like just like a normal meeting does, and they hold a group conscience of those that show up to that meeting. Neither way is wrong, but they're autonomous, and so not every group is going to do it the same way.
Thank you so much, Brad. Any other comments or questions before Kaz continues with the concluding? And then for those that want to stay after the Serenity Prayer, we'll continue with further questions or listen to the video or watch the video and have some questions about conducting group consciences.
Okay. And I believe Scott has some information he needs to get from Brad. So the only thing to add at this point is I did put into chat a copy of the resource links that were and are at the bottom of the agenda, so that if there's something there that you want to find, those are the links to go to get to for those things. And again, they're already part of the agenda, but I just wanted to make sure that you see them and get a hold of them. And other than that, I'll just say thank you all for being here. Thank you for spending, you know, a late hour with us here in this part of the world, and an early hour in other parts of the world.
Thank you, Kaz. And we could have the agenda up, and we'll just finish a couple things. And we've said January 31st, wherever you are in the world, that will be the last voting day. The results will be posted within 2 weeks after that. We've already talked about the survey that will go out to the groups on process of what worked well and what would they like to see differently next time around. And we have a board meeting with the fellowship on March the 14th. So mark your calendar, 2026. And we've already talked about the conference business meetings on January 31st and May 16th and 17th. Never forgetting seventh tradition, all of our groups we need to be self-supporting at the world service levels, and everything costs money, including putting these things on and having to have staff involved, especially. And there is the link for seventh tradition. And we know a lot of you already contribute both on a group level and on an individual level. And we thank you so much for your contributions. And closing the Serenity Prayer, does anyone want to close the Serenity Prayer with an accent, a different language, or in English? Your choice.
Before we do that, could I just add one last thing, Sue?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a request to do a shorter link for our seventh traditions so that it would be easier to share in your groups. So we added, this is our fourth link, but we added adultchildren.org/donate. Good. So you guys are welcome to share that with your groups. Trying to make it as easy as possible.
No, that's
wonderful. And Brad, could you change the agenda that we'll post with that link so that anybody who pulls it off the website will have it as well? All right. Back to you, Kaz, about the Serenity Prayer. If there are no other questions or comments.
Sure thing.
Would it be out of line to say that if you want to save the chat, you can go to the top of the chat and click on the three dots above, and then it says save chat, and you click on that, so it'll automatically be saved in a Zoom folder at the bottom of your documents. And so you don't have to copy those links all down. They will be saved in a document.
Marty, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Once again, would someone like to do a serenity prayer to close us out? If not, then I'll go ahead and pick one. Higher power of your choice. Grant us the serenity to accept the people and things we cannot change, the courage to change those we can and should attempt to, and the wisdom to remember personal change always begins only with us. Amen.
Thank you, Cos. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful. So we'll.